I'm more confident after today's arguments than I was going in that the individual mandate is in trouble. So today was day two of the oral arguments over the Obamacare legislation, and I went into the court today expecting a major showdown, and I was not disappointed. I mean, this was like constitutional thunderdome today. Major, major questions about the role of government in our lives, the powers that government has, what sort of limits the Constitution places on the federal government, and limits versus the powers given to states. These things were debated thoroughly, fully, and I have to say, it was a very bad day for the federal government today. The Solicitor General was asked directly, what is the constitutional limiting principle under the Commerce Clause powers that you're claiming that the government now has? And he was not able to give a good answer. And he came back to this repeatedly, well, that the healthcare is a unique market, something unique about this, you know, we're all need healthcare at some point. And the justices, by my count, at least four and maybe five of the justices were not persuaded by this. They said, you know, that can apply to the market for burials. They also said everybody needs food. You know, we've talked a lot about the broccoli mandate. Can the government force you to buy broccoli? Well, broccoli came up repeatedly today. And Justice Scalia said, well, you know, we all need food. Why can't the government force you to buy broccoli? And the Solicitor General today had no good answer to that. Now, there may be a good answer out there somewhere in the briefs or somewhere else, and Justice Kennedy and Chief Justice Roberts may find it, but they did not hear it today. Today's arguments and the outcome of them have the potential to be one of the most important, if not the most important, Supreme Court decision in 100 years, certainly since the New Deal when there was and that's basically the last time when there was such a dramatic showdown between a sitting president and legislation so closely associated with a sitting president, I'm talking about FDR, and the Supreme Court and the legal challenge to it. I think that the individual mandate suffered a big defeat today in court, and I think that there's good reason now to believe, I'm more confident after today's arguments than I was going in, that the individual mandate is in trouble. I'm not willing to say that it's going down because I don't think we can read, especially Chief Justice Roberts, but it's absolutely in real trouble, and this is going to be a closely decided decision, and it could go either way at this point. And that's something, if you remember Nancy Pelosi saying, you know, are you serious, when people first raised the idea that was there a constitutional issue involved in this, and she said, are you serious, you know, just dismissed it out of hand. Well, you cannot dismiss this case, you cannot dismiss these arguments, and if the Supreme Court strikes down the individual mandate, I mean, this will be a profound statement to not just this administration, but future administrations, future Congresses, that the Constitution imposes substantive limits on what you can do, what aspects of American life you can regulate. In my view, that's perhaps long overdue, but regardless, if that happens, that is a fundamentally important decision for all Americans.